And joining me by telephone from Canada is Kenny Chaplin, who will be coming to Lafayette February 16th and 17th in collaboration with the Moving Image Arts Program here at UL Lafayette to offer a production assistant training seminar, or PATS, that will be open to not only UL students, but anyone in the community who is interested in becoming a production assistant. So I know you all were here last year, and there are a lot of people who were not able to take that seminar. So they're pretty happy that you're going to be coming back this year. So Kenny, maybe we should first of all start talking about what is a production assistant? You know, there are probably people in the film industry who are very comfortable with the term, but we have a lot of people in Lafayette who are interested in film, but just may not know all the terms or the ways that they can become involved. So what is a production assistant?
Good question, Judith. Thank you for having me, especially today. And a production assistant really is from the ground up. It's the first, I guess, the rung of the ladder that you step on as you get into the film business. Whether you have a four-year degree in film or you don't, that's where you're going to start. And it's in all departments. And I would say it's sort of the grease in the wheels of any production. It truly is. It's a position that allows you access to everybody simply because you're there to do whatever is needed on the day by all departments. Now, specifically, you may be assigned to a particular department, but you certainly find yourself doing tasks for all departments. And our seminar tries to hone in on what a production assistant is in the assistant directing department, primarily because that's the department that sort of sees the big picture. We're the ones that bring everybody together and communicate to everybody the information that's required, that's being passed on to us from the director or, say, the cinematographer.
Well, what is your background as a production assistant? How did you get started in film?
I got started on a show, actually. I was quite fortunate. In Australia, I was just backpacking. I'd finished university and had gone over there to see Australia. And I lucked into a show called The Thin Red Line, which was a director named Terrence Malick and a cast of Sean Penn, Woody Harrelson, McNulty, etc. And I had gone into an open casting call. They were looking for 1,000 background performers or extras. And from that 1,000, they chose 12 individuals, one that I was fortunate to be a part of. And we went up to a boot camp with the principal cast to learn sort of the military tactics of 1940. And as a featured extra within that core group called Charlie Company, I started to see what the assistant directors were doing. And I would just observe a lot, and then I just put my nose into places and said, listen, let me come in and help you on days where there aren't any extras, or on days when we have a lot of extras, let me just step aside and help you. And they said, well, that's called being a production assistant. And I just saw a spot, and that's where I jumped in, and that's where I started.
And so where did you go from there? I mean, you're obviously mentioning a film that many people in our listening audience know about or have seen. What other films and shows have you worked on that we may know about?
I left, actually, Australia, and I hooked up with a film called Ride with the Devil, which had a young actor at the time named Toby Maguire, and it was filmed, the director was Ang Lee. And it just sort of steamrolled from then. I always say that my first job, I got based purely on luck, and after that it was on my reputation, which is truly the nature of this business. It's networking and also certainly your reputation. And people just kept passing my name onto other assistant directors and onto other shows. So I went on to work on pictures like Dude, Where's My Car, that American classic. Body of Lies, which was a Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe film. I worked on TV series called Runaway, or called Judge and Amy, and a TV series called Roswell. And my last big show was one in the country called Malta, and it was a picture called Moby Dick. It was a two-part TV miniseries with William Hurt and Ethan Hawke and Gillian Anderson and Donald Sutherland.
Well, you know, you're mentioning names, actors that I'm sure many people in our audience would just love to be in the presence of. And not only were you near them, but you were actually working with them, directors and actors. Is that your favorite part of the job, is just being close to really good actors and directors? Or what is it about the job itself that you really like?
I do like that aspect, especially because these are such creative people. Gene Hackman, Dustin Hoffman, two of my favorite actors to have worked with. But having said that, I think it's also, there's so many different things. I'd say that the travel mm-hmm. that it has afforded me through the years, meeting these people, and also the travel. I've traveled throughout the United States, throughout Canada, over to Malta, into Australia. So those aspects of the business, those two, would certainly be near the top.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest by telephone from Canada is Kenny Chaplin. He will be in Lafayette February 16th and 17th for a two-day seminar, a production assistant training seminar that is hosted by the UL Lafayette Moving Image Arts Program. It is to train production assistants. It's open not only to UL students, but anyone in the community interested in becoming a production assistant. Well, when we first talked about what a production assistant is, it sounds like a really broad job. There's so many different things that you can do as a production assistant. How do you narrow that down in 2 days? What do you impart to people in this two-day seminar?
I focus on what it was like for me to start in the business. I didn't know set protocol. I didn't know set etiquette. I didn't know how the walkie-talkies that are used on a film set are unique, and certainly the culture around that are unique. Dealing with the cast members, how to help the director, how to set extras and background performers. So I look into that, and I also look at the fact that, as I think so many people in the country know, Louisiana really has become Hollywood South, and with its vibrant tax credit and the number of films coming there, I'm trying to, which was, I guess, the predicament I had when I started was, or not when I started, as I got into the business as an assistant director, I'd go to location shooting, and there was just never trained production assistants there, so I'd spend my weekends sort of, not a film 101, but going more in depth if I could with these different shows I was on. And I guess in the 2 days, what I'm trying to do is encapsulate that in a live seminar that is more relaxed than, say, when I'm trying to work on a film set, and trying to do this before the show comes to town.
Well, I noticed that there's a long list of universities where you've offered this training, this production assistant training. And I imagine, again, this is open to everyone, not just university students. But I imagine you find that, too, that there are a lot of kids coming out of film programs who are eager to be in film, but only know the academic side of it, may know their film history, but don't really know these practical pieces of information you're giving.
Yeah, that's just it, Judith. I think it's the tips that hit home with a lot of students. And I have a series called Tales from the Field, which augment the material I'm giving in the sense that there's information there that you just, I guess I'm filling the gap. There's the academic side of film, and then there's the practical side of film. And I'm providing for them sort of the doors that they can open to get into the business, how to do that. And then once they're there, how to succeed. I want them to walk away and be unforgettable in the sense that I want them to be called back. And I have had that. I've had students that have taken the seminar who were fortunate to get an interview on Monday, are working on a film set on Tuesday for the one day, and they get called back. And I attribute it to the fact that they know these tips, these little secrets that I disperse to them.
You also have a piece under the curriculum that you'll be teaching, a review of common film set safety practices. You don't need to give them all away, but what are a couple things that you really need to be careful about on a set that we might not think about?
One of the big ones that I come across is, in terms of dealing with the cast, I often find young filmmakers or people that are on the film set for the first time, even background performers, they want to run up and shake this person's hand and get an autograph and get a photograph. And one thing that I try and stress is that it's like a cocoon for actors to work on a film set, in the sense that we're all working together and we're all one. And that type of, I guess, harassment is something that we all understand they experience on a day-to-day basis. And so they shouldn't experience that on a film set. Mm. That's certainly one aspect that I address. And then I address also how to work with the crew. Mm-hmm. What's the protocol? What's the etiquette with them?
Things that we're not thinking about. You know, we see the finished film, and we don't think about all those background practices and things to consider. And again, even those who are interested in working in film may not be prepared for that. You also say that you work on job search, resume, and interview techniques. How much of a part of the seminar is that?
I take about an hour and a half to 2 hours, Judith, and I sit down and we go through the different templates that I've created that are film-friendly resume templates. And we just look at what's important to have on a resume. And for the most part, a lot of people aren't aware of, and I, as a second AD, when I start a show, and I'm certainly not exaggerating, I tend to get 50 to 100 emails a day of people sending me their resumes. And they're in a format that is just not conducive to film. Oftentimes it's 3 or 4 pages long, a lot of information that I really don't need to know. I teach the students in the seminar how to say in literally 3 seconds the job they're applying for and give me the information that I need and to present it to me in a way that's short and concise so that I can more or less, in a heartbeat, see who I want to hire for my team. So I go through that, and I also go through what students should expect or what they can bring to the table when they have an interview and to land that interview. And I also provide for them information on how to find out what jobs are coming to the state of Louisiana, which was something I never had when I started. I never had any idea, okay, how do I present a resume? Who do I present it to? And I get all that. Now how do I find the jobs? And that's all I'll take care of for them in the seminar.
Mm-hmm. Using the advantage of all your experience to help them get over some of those initial hurdles. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Kenny Chaplin. He's speaking to us from Canada. He'll be in Lafayette February 16th and 17th for a production assistant training seminar hosted by the UL Lafayette Moving Image Arts Program, available to UL students and community members who may be interested in becoming a production assistant. If you'd like more information about the seminar or to register, I believe you go to patrainingseminar.com, or you could call the Moving Image Arts Program at UL just to kind of find out more about that program and this seminar as well. Now, you mentioned, you know, this is just a 2-day seminar, and there may be some people wondering, well, what happens after that 2 days? Am I ready to go out and search for a job? Do you all sort of maintain your presence? Do you keep up with the people who hosted the seminar to continue to assist those who took it?
I do, Judith. What I actually do is I take the information, the contact information of our students, just their email and just their phone number, and I have it on a database that's up on our website as well. But what I do with it is then publish it to local producers in Louisiana and production companies and shows that are going on right now. And as well, because I know so many of the folks that are coming from L.A. to Louisiana, I make sure that they have that database. And then I also publish it nationally, so that I'm trying to, I guess, open as many doors for these people as possible. Again, going back to the fact that when I left Thin Red Line, I didn't know where to go, and I was just fortunate that somebody made a phone call on my behalf. So I certainly don't get people jobs, but I open the doors for them to get themselves jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you fell into that first job and really, really enjoyed it, but just didn't have any idea where to go from there.
And hopefully I've seen it too through the years is that I'm providing the information that I didn't have. So that if you really have a passion, you really want to work in the film business, take the PAT seminar because you'll know where to go come Sunday night.
Right, a great place to start. Again, Kenny Chaplin, talking with us by telephone about the Production Assistant Training Seminar. He has worked with films The Thin Red Line, End of Days, Body of Lies. He's worked with an amazing number of actors and actresses in the business, including Ang Lee, Ridley Scott, Terrence Malick, Woody Harrelson, and many others. He will be in Lafayette 16th and 17th of February for this PATS seminar, the Production Assistant Training training seminar hosted by the Moving Image Arts Program at UL Lafayette. Well, Kenny, I think after everything you've said, there will be a lot of people very interested in pursuing the seminar. Again, patrainingseminar.com is where you can sign up for it or call the Moving Image Arts Program here at UL Lafayette. And we will be speaking with Charles Richard, who is the director of that program, a little more about the program and why they're bringing this seminar to our community. Well, Kenny, thank you so much for taking time to join us again from Canada, but you will be in Lafayette for that seminar February 16th and 17th. We'll all be looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith. I really appreciate your time. And if I could add that we've just added a screening on Friday night of Runaway Jury, which we shot in New Orleans. And I just do a commentary as we watch the film of what was going on behind the scenes at the time. So that might be of interest to folks as well. And it's free at the school, and it sort of ties into the seminar the preceding day.
Wonderful. And it does take place in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the UL campus. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.